Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of ZEAL Network SE. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the conference, please press star followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Jonas Mattsson, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome everyone to ZEAL's full year earnings call. Thank you very much for taking the time and joining us in this one. I hope you all have access to the presentation, which should have been distributed to you. And if not, you have it accessible on our website in the investor relations section. So we will talk about four topics today. It's ZEAL at a glance. We will have a business update, and we continue with financial update and finish off with a Q&A session. 2018 was a milestone year for the group, with excellent financial performance, record new customer acquisition, and the creation of a sustainable growth path with the approaching acquisition of Lotto24 and the future transformation of our core German business model. Let's go to slide 5. We delivered strong financial results for 2018. Billings, revenue, total operating performance, EBIT, all relevant KPIs is showing significant improvements. Main drivers were the improvements in the average jackpot for our German product, release of new instant win games, and of course also the US lotteries. Billings grew by 6% and the third consecutive year of growth. Increased billings coupled with fewer exception price payouts increased total operating performance by 13% and revenues by 15%. This combined with efficient cost control meant that we delivered adjusted EBIT of 46.6 million euros, excluding exceptional items of 8.3 million. In particular, adjusted EBIT of 17.5 million for the fourth quarter was a new record for ZEAL. As you know, like the insurance industry, our business is subject to short-term volatility based on exceptional jackpot price outs. And that's why it's important to look at the underlying performance. The way we calculate and measure this is on a normalized basis. And on a normalized basis, we were up 7% in revenues, and adjusted EBIT was up 30% year on year with a record high of 49.4 million euros. We have also improved our net cash position by 47% to more than 100 million euros. And the main driver is, of course, the strong operational result for it in 2018. We also delivered a record number of 614,000 new registered customers for the group and our partners. This is almost a 50% growth year on year. In addition, we became the first foreign operator to be awarded a lottery license in the Czech Republic, and we'll be market testing already in this year. And as you probably all know, on November 19, we announced our intention to acquire Germany's leading digital lottery broker, Lotto24, reunite and transform our core German business model to an online lottery brokerage. In doing so, we will create a digital lottery group with currently more than 6 million customers, current combined billings of more than 500 million, a unique position in Germany, and developing international footprint. And we will create a sustainable growth path for the group by doing so. So now let's go into a little bit more in detail, moving on to our business unit, which you will find on slide 6. Our core lottery betting business has performed very well last year. We saw a top line growth in billings of 6%. Our new registered customers acquisition was up 74% compared to 2017, which itself was significantly up versus the year before. And we have achieved this while reducing the cost per lead in our lottery betting segment by 42%. And we also have started scale testing in the UK. As you may recall, we started small. We are now in the phase of scale testing in the UK, and it looks promising. Our lottery segment, which brings all non-lottery betting startups and external investments into one single ecosystem, continues to perform as expected. The Spanish lottery service business with ONCE is showing continued profitable growth in 2018. And as you all know, in Spain, following the adverse court ruling in 2018, actually in October 2018, we took steps to close our consumer-facing business in December, which operated under the brand name of Ventura 24. In Norway, we continue doing the market test. Our external investment continues to perform in line with expectations, and we made our third and fourth investment last year. We acquired actually 5% stake in a company called Wishful, a London-based syndicate disruptor, for €150,000. We also acquired 10% stake in the Dreammakers for €132,000, which is a UK-based travel deal subscription company that gives customers the chance with amazing holiday experience. Both are early stage investment contributing to our portfolio approach. In terms of other areas of focus, of course, our main focus in 2019 will be the completion of the Lotto 24 reunification, the implementation of our business model change later in the year, and of course, realization of the announced synergies. While doing this, we will continue building our international portfolio. The next few slides talk about our performance, the financial performance in more detail. So let's move to slide 7. We delivered a third consecutive year of billings growth. In 2018, we generated nearly 300 million in billings for the group, which is an increase of 6% year on year. In particular, our record-setting fourth quarter billings performance was up 19% compared to Q3 2008, which was a 6% increase versus last year's fourth quarter. As I said earlier, this was driven by strong performance in higher average jackpots in the German product and strong performance from instant win games and the US, the American lotteries, Powerball and Mega Millions. Moving to slide 8, total operating performance and revenues were both up. Total operating performance increased by 13% and statutory revenues was up 15% compared to 2017. This was driven by the combination of higher billings and lower price payouts. Normalized revenues, which talks about the underlying business performance, was up 7% versus 2017, highlighting the positive underlying performance. On slide 9, strong cost control has enabled us to reduce our like-for-like cost base in 2018. For 2018, like-for-like cost decreased by 3% compared to 2017, despite acquiring significant more customers and delivering positive top-line growth. The group incurred 8.3 million of cost, which have been classified as exceptional due to their irregular nature. Specifically, these included extraordinary expenses for the closure of Ventura 24 business, the transaction cost for the integration with Lotto 24, and the related cost for restructuring program that we announced in November last year. These exceptional costs were partly offset by a decrease of 3.6 million in other cost of operations. Moving to slide 10. we have delivered a very strong EBIT performance, both on a statutory and on a normalized basis. Driven by strong cost control, higher billings, fewer exceptional payouts, adjusted EBIT increased by 85% to $47 million for 2018. As highlighted earlier, adjusted EBIT for the fourth quarter set a record of $17.5 million. On a normalized basis, the EBIT was even stronger, up to $49.4 million, again highlighting the underlying strong performance in 2018. Statutory EBIT increased by 52% to $38 million, despite these exceptional items. Net profit increased to around $27 million, and earnings per share were up 56% to €3.18. So in summary, a very good year for SEAL. Moving on to slide 11, we were able to increase our net cash position by $32 million. This was a 47% increase versus last year. Our net cash position in 2018 was $102 million compared with $70 million the year before. This gives us a very healthy platform for long-term business and shareholder value creation. The increase in our net cash was mainly driven by the profit before tax of $38 million. So let's talk about the future to reunite with Lotto 24, which you will find on slide 12. As I highlighted earlier, in November we announced our intention to acquire Lotto 24, reunite and transform our core German business model to online lottery brokerage. In doing so, we will create a sustainable growth path for our group. We will be acquiring Germany's market-leading digital lottery broker, who have been growing by 27% year over year the last 3 years. We will also substantially de-risk our business at a point in time where the regulatory headwinds in Germany are getting stronger. There is no sign of a localizing model in Germany, and the long-term viability of lottery betting in the country is very uncertain. So we are proactively taking control of our own destiny and setting ourselves up for an exciting future that enables us to accelerate growth of online brokerage in the German market and continue to pursue our international ambitions. On January 18th, our shareholder approved the all-share transaction at the general meeting. Nearly three quarters of Lotto 24 shareholders have today tendered their shares, and we expect to settle the transaction on the 4th of May. So before I wrap up and open for questions, I will briefly touch on two other topics that you will find on slide 13. Brexit. Brexit, as you all read in the newspaper, is still uncertain. Will there be a soft, hard Brexit or no Brexit? For the company point of view, we have been working very closely with the Malta Gambling Authority in recent months, and we're expecting to be issued a license imminently to mitigate any impact on any Brexit scenario. German VAT, which has been a theme the last couple of years. Since my last call with you in November, there has been, again, no development in the court case process. The case is filed with the court, and we expect the first instance ruling very soon, but unfortunately, I can't be more precise on the timeline. The court is short of staff and busy with other proceedings, so we remain waiting for the first instance ruling. I have to point out we remain confident that ultimately the outcome will be favorable for the group. So to finish off, to summarize the performance of 2018, SEAL has delivered excellent business results, growth in billings, growth in revenues, growth in total operating performance, and of course, growth in EBIT. We had a very strong cash generation, up 47%, to $101 million. The downward trend in our cost development has continued, which is extremely pleased for the CFO. In line with our evolved instrument approach, we continue to laying the groundwork for our international diversification. And lastly, with the reunification with Lotto 24, we are creating a sustainable future growth path and significant value creation for our shareholders. With this, I would like to conclude and open up the call for questions from participants. Thank you very much.
We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question has been answered before and it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift your handset before making your selections. One moment, please, for the first question. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. And our first question is from the line of Belisa Probu with Lotto Band. Belisa, it's your turn to speak. You're not able
Hi,
to hear
thank
you right
you very
now.
Much.
Thank you.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Hi, thank you very much for the presentation and congrats on the great results of 2018. I was wondering if you could expand a bit further on your international expansion plans and what markets you will be looking to focus on and why.
Thank you much for that question. Yes, I will elaborate on this one. So we have, if we talk about the secondary lottery business model or lottery betting, we are, as you know, active in Germany, which will switch business model. We are active in the UK, Ireland, and we see potential opportunity also in South Africa. There could be further development in other markets, but this is the priority for the current state. In terms of other markets where we're using different models, could be a charity lottery. We are, as you know, we're active in Norway. We are active in the Netherlands. And we are also starting now in the Czech Republic, where we will see that we're going live this year. Hope that satisfies your question.
Yes, thank you. I just had one further question with respect to that, is in relation to your insurance structure. Given one of the announcements was the significant cost reduction through the takeover and switch in business model with Lotto 24, how do you plan to adapt and modify your insurance structure in order to be able to continue servicing your lotto betting markets that you've just listed, such as UK, Ireland, South Africa?
So today we have a similar structure as you have with an ILS structure, which is a prerequisite is obviously the high volume. The high volume will go away when we are switching off the German business into brokerage. What we will continue is most likely a normal insurance scheme for this market until the volume picks up. And then again, reinvent or re-include a ILS structure when the volume is there. But the volume will not be there in the last quarter, so we will continue switching to a normal insurance scheme.
Thanks. And a couple further questions. Apologies, I missed your point around Brexit, and you suggested that you were waiting for a license. I didn't get what market this was for, if you could repeat that. And then the next and final question is, what's the planned timing for the switch of the business model of MyLotto 24 to reseller in Germany?
So we are waiting, and we will get it very, very soon, a license for doing this in Malta. And the Maltese license will support us, assuming we have a hard Brexit where we can't use that one for serving our German customer. We will then switch to the Maltese license. The second question, when we intend to switch, which is in the fourth quarter of this year, we intend to switch into a brokerage model.
Thank you very much.
If you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We have no further questions. I hand back to Jonas Mattsson for closing comments.
So if you have no further questions, we would like to close the call. We thank you for your participation and wish you a nice day. Our next regular call will be in May on the occasion of the publication of our Q1 numbers, and we would be pleased to welcome you again. Thank you again, and bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.